You'll recall earlier it was presented to the council and did fail, but we did have additional discussions and provided additional information to the council during the budget process, and it was the consensus of the council to bring it back for consideration. Under this proposal, we would not add any additional staffing, but we would take advantage of the ability to contract out the preparation and delivery of the bills to save staffing, and then also we've invested in some technology that helps us to process the payment, so we think we'll be able to make the transition. The total cost to go from quarterly to monthly will be about $40,000 a year. There'll be a number of benefits. We hope to reduce the number of delinquent accounts that we see, try to encourage people to take better advantage of some of the electronic billing and payments that we provide. And then also it'll help manage people's accounts so that they can better determine if they have leaks and things of that nature. The implementation of it would take approximately 5 months before we had everybody switched over from the quarterly to the monthly cycle. So some would see the change as early as March, and then we would have everybody switched over by May.
Okay. Questions or comments from the council?
Yes.
Start with you, WD.
Todd, I only had two people email me. If they're snowbird people, like if they go to Florida and they get that bill, they come back, and there's a $55 late charge. Is there any way that they can, do we waive any of that, or do they have, is that late charge automatic?
Typically, we wouldn't waive it unless there were some, you know, extraordinary circumstances. If you're not in town, one of the things you could take advantage of was the electronic billing. You can actually go online and pay your bill, or you could set up an automatic debit from your account, or you can also pay your bill in advance if you wanted to as well.
Well, that's what I'll just text him and tell him what you just said.
Yeah, if they have any questions, it'd be, you know, we'd be happy to talk with them and try to help work on a solution that was best for them.
Thank you very much.
Yes, Alderman Schwartz.
So you mentioned an additional cost of $44,000. That doesn't include any savings that may accrue by virtue of getting more fewer delinquent accounts and things of that nature.
It doesn't include any kind of reduction in bad debt or anything like that. You know, actually reducing delinquent accounts may actually have a financial impact to hurt us a little bit because, you know, we collect late fees from people like WD expected. But, you know, that's not what we want to be doing. We don't want to be collecting late fees, so that would be okay.
Now, if someone's doing electronic billing right now, are they going to have to reapply to do that or pay the bills?
I don't believe so, but Gloria, correct me if I'm wrong, but the transition should be just seamless.
I've got a couple questions. Could you give me the breakout on the $40,000 cost?
Yeah. I don't have the exact math. I could run through the calculator, but a portion of it would be increase in postage, a little bit over.
Do you have that postage amount?
Under quarterly billing, we had $24,455. Under monthly billing, $55,795.
And the outside mailing?
That would be $15,840 as opposed to purchasing statements and envelopes under quarterly billing of $4,404.
So a net of $11,400 or so?
Yeah. And then we would see a reduction in maintenance of equipment of $1,596. So estimated quarterly billing cost of $30,456, monthly $70,039. So that's where I got the $40,000 from.
Okay. And then we've got a question. I've emailed you about this before, but the part of the reasoning they're saying, staff and maybe others are saying to do this is to, in fact, you said at night, was to prevent the So somebody could tell that their water meter is leaking. But yeah, we're taking a month to from the time a meter is read. That's a, I've got three bills here, and it seems like a month is an average. By the time the meter is read, by the time the bill is sent out, not necessarily by the time it's received, but this time it's sent out. Because I get electronic billing, and I got the dates here and the meter read dates. So what steps have you done to tighten up that lag time? Because in that email I sent, I said Illinois Power used to do this in a matter of a few days. They came out, read the meter, and would have your bill to you in just a matter of a couple of days. And Ameren's a little bit, a few more days than that. Yeah. Until now, and then I think they're starting to get back to, because they've got the electronic meter read now. But Illinois Power used to do it by hand, and read the meter, had the bills out. You had it almost 2 or 3 days after they came by.
Yeah, that's Gloria. Gloria, do you have any comments on the length of time it takes to turn around a bill from the time it's read till time that it goes out?
Well, really, it kind of all depends on the water operations on Main Street, you know, what their schedule is. So when they read it, and then they'll send us the file, and that would be Wayne, does it take about a week for them to read? And so then after they read, they'll send the file to finance, and we review the file, as well as the secretary at water to look at abnormal reads to make sure we don't need to send out the water meters to read some of the meters again. So you're talking about maybe an additional week then, and then we print out the bills. So you're talking about a couple of days. So you're looking maybe about a week and a half after they read.
Why are my bills coming like a month later from the meter read date?
From the meter read?
I guess I don't understand if it's taken a week to read the meters.
Right, they're reading the meters, but then we go, when they read them for a week and then we review the reads and water reviews them, they may have to go back out and reread some of the meters. So we process all the bills all at once. So we wait until all the meters are correct then, and then we go and print the bills. So it may take an additional week for water to go out there and do some more reads.
I could see where it'd be inefficient that way because you're waiting for a few. I'm assuming there's not a large number of misreads. Or if there was, I'd hope that it would have been corrected. And you're waiting for all those misreads. I don't want to belabor this. I just want to say that I think we need to tighten up that lag time before we even think about going on a monthly billing. If we're talking about reading these to save somebody, tell somebody their water meter is leaking.
In regards to leaks, if we find a high read, we don't wait till the bill goes out to tell the resident. We contact the resident with the high consumption right away. So.
That's commendable. I agree.
I mean, we don't wait on the bill.
Yeah,
we always notify
the rest of the people, the city is, until after that's gone out and corrected.
And that timetable will get crunched up because we're going to monthly billing. So obviously we won't have that month.
I don't see why that'd change a bit.
So
you're still reading a meter.
We'll be reading
every meter.
Still
sending out a bill.
Every month in that way.
So you're going to get more
yep.
better at
yep.
it?
More better?
We'll have to.
More better? Yeah. I just think we need to tighten that up before we go to monthly billing.
Anyone else on the council have any questions?
I do.
Yes. Oh, Angela.
Yep. Yeah. So I would just like, I've had a couple people reach out that have concerns. They prefer the quarterly billing. So if we have residents that would like to stay in a quarterly cycle, can you give a little explanation how they would be able to accomplish that?
Sure. You know, whether you're on a quarterly or a monthly cycle, you can always pay sort of at a time frame that's convenient for you. Now, on a monthly cycle, it's much easier to do the opposite of paying in advance than it is the other way around. But, you know, if you really wanted to, if you're comfortable with whatever your quarterly amount is, you know, you can pay in advance. Yeah, and we'll credit your bill, and then you won't owe anything until your credit's gone. So if you really wanted to pay quarterly, you could do that.
So how do they set that up? Do they contact the water department, or not that, you know, to find out what their amount they should prepay?
Yeah.
To get started?
Yeah, you can certainly do that. You can contact the water department, or if you sign up for an online account, all your billing history will be on there. So either way you'd like to do it, you can find out your history that way. If you look at, you can call in and get it, but if you look online, you can look back for past months and see what the fluctuation is and things like that.
Okay.
And you don't have to do anything special to set it up. You can just pay in advance and we'll credit your bill.
Perfect. Thank you.
Russell, another one?
Yeah, I see. I just don't see that being an advantage, somebody that can pay 3 months ahead. Right now, we get a notice when you get the bill, there's a notice there that says somebody can make payments monthly if they want to. What's the percentage of people that take advantage of that?
I don't think it's very high. You know, Gloria?
No, it's not very high at all.
That doesn't surprise me, and it wouldn't surprise me if we go a monthly billing that people won't pay in advance either, because I don't see why they would.
Just snowbirds.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. But I think we need some work on this. The $55 late fee, while I tend to agree that might be reasonable or maybe excessive, but more reasonable on a quarterly basis than on a monthly basis. And people are going to have to, somebody's made a comment, they're going to have to pay ahead of time. Right now they're, in other words, if I just pay my bill, I've got 3 more months to pay mine. But if I go on monthly billing, I've got to pay a third of it, approximately a third of it the next month, and two-thirds of it before I would have been paying the whole bill. So I think we need to rework that, especially if we go monthly. I think this $55 needs to be whittled down substantially. Probably, to me, my way of thinking would be, we already penalized them 10%. Is that correct, 10%?
Yes.
Yeah, and then knock another 55. I think $10 would be plenty, because somebody is behind and hurting anyway, probably.